Yes. Hey, everybody. How's everyone doing? You are here listening to me and my comrade. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And yes, you are in fact listening to one and only Carolyn and Joe Show! Hey, Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Excellent. Guess what? I don't know if you noticed, but there's someone here in the studio with us.
Oh my gosh, she's right here in our own studio.
Who could it be? Speak up.
It's Lauren Jaslow. Here I am.
Hey, Lauren, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing okay, and it's great that you're here because we are basically days away from AwesomeCon.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm almost like, you're going to be there. Carolyn and I are going to be there. We should just...
Joey Tran's gonna be there.
They're all gonna be there. It's like we might as well just talk about it. You know what I mean? Might as well just make, you know, AwesomeCon, here we come.
I mean, this is gonna be awesome. Like that, it's not false advertising. That's the coolest part.
Exactly. Exactly. Right, Carolyn?
I'm changing my answer to how I'm feeling.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Awesome.
You heard it here. Carolyn is feeling awesome.
I'm feeling awesome because it's the week of AwesomeCon.
That's right.
The one and only AwesomeCon and the second annual AwesomeCon. And last year was so exciting, so I'm really looking forward to this year because I feel like this year's just gonna like blow last year out of the water.
That's what I hear. I hear it's like six times the size, four times the size.
A million times.
It's a million times.
Yes.
It's a big blow.
I mean, pre-sale is already more than the entire turnout of last year, correct? I think so.
That's
word on
insane.
The street.
That's like straight up, this year is just going to be insanity.
Yeah, so that's really good. That means that, you know, people really enjoyed it last year and probably were like, everybody told someone to come back this year, you know?
So. Jeez, it's amazing.
But it was. It's great. It's like a giant art show.
Oh, it's a giant ball of awesomeness centered around Washington, D.C. It's also the spotlight of my news segment that should be coming up very soon. And I'm so excited to talk about it. I'm really excited to talk about AwesomeCon. And like, I'm just anticipating the music
countdown.
So that I can talk about it in detail for
Carolyn's
my news segment.
Countdown.
And
everyone knows beforehand.
It's like the traffic report.
I just can't hold it in any longer. Yes!
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's the news segment with the beaving. So, guess what? We hope you can join us at AwesomeCon, which is coming up April 18th, 19th, and 20th. It's a three-day show this year at the DC Convention Center.
Woo-hoo!
And Curl Studio will be in Artist Alley at table I-12. Get it? I-12. Not I-95. Don't get lost on that street piece of shit. Go to I-12. And that's where you'll find Curl Studio. And Joe and I are scheduled to be on several panels. I can run through them all because why not? Let's see. The first one is on Saturday, April 19th from 10:45 to 11:45 a.m. at Room 209B. We will be having our discussion called The Other Side of the Table, Lessons from Creators, Washington, D.C. edition. And for those of you that don't know, we have put on this panel at New York Comic Con twice in the past, so it's awesome to be able to bring it to AwesomeCon in D.C., and we'll be having myself and Joe, Steve Conley, Matt Dembicki, and Arcia Rosegar at that panel. So that should be really exciting. And then, also on the same day, Saturday, April 19th, we're going to have the Carolyn and Joe Show Live podcast,
woo-hoo!
Which is like the podcast that you're listening to right now.
That's
so
right.
Don't you want to see it live and in person? Heck yeah, you can. It's coming up Saturday from 2:45 to 3:45 p.m. in room 207B. And I heard from a little secret bird.
No, it's official.
Okay, it's official. It's official.
It is damn right official.
And I'll let Joe announce.
That's right. Last year, you heard us talk to another Walking Dead, I guess, alum, I guess.
Ooh,
you could say.
Yeah.
But this time, we're going to make it three times the fun.
One time. Two times. Three times.
Three times.
The fun.
The fun.
Is it Travis Love?
The insanity.
Yeah, he's
it's gonna be. It's gonna be this year. It's gonna be the Carolyn and Joe Show presents Back from the Dead.
Oh!
Let's talk with the Walking Dead's Daniel Thomas May, Travis Love, and Vincent Ward all in the same room.
Yeah.
It's gonna be amazing. It's gonna be, I would say, the most entertaining Walking Dead panel that you guys will ever experience. And we'll talk about that more after the Carolyn's news. But yes, the Carolyn and Joe Show presents Back from the Dead. So, that's right.
Everyone from The Walking Dead's going to be there practically.
Yeah. It's going to be amazing. And then also,
I almost challenge anyone of the other Walking Deads to come into the show too. Why not?
Yeah, Melissa McBride and Madison Lintz.
That's right.
Mr. Singleton. Yes.
And also on Saturday, April 19th, Joe will be moderating Pro Wrestling Today, the new movement. And that is at 4:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. in room 201.
Jesus, I just go right from one to the other?
Apparently so. Oh, you get a break, though. You pretty much get like a 45-minute break.
Okay,
some might argue that the pro wrestlers are the Walking Dead.
Some might. And so last year I heard that everyone was chanting, the wrestling panel was completely amazing. So I feel like this year is gonna be even just double that. So
I do plan on having a lot of surprises, hopefully, that can happen.
And then on Sunday, let's transfer a day over, see if you can get some sleep in. And Women in Comics. I will be on that panel with Teresa Roberts Logan and Mike Kavanaugh. And I think Awana Medina, yes, she will be there as well. Again, that's Sunday, April 20th from 12:45 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. in room 209A. And also on Sunday, April 20th, I'm proud to announce that our one and only Joe Carbeo will be moderating the discussion with Kevin Sorbo, the Q&A, from 2:15 to 3:15 p.m. in room 207B.
The legendary Kevin Sorbo.
Y'all gonna be busy.
Very busy. I think it's excellent to have the opportunity to have a microphone and be on panels.
It's a big deal. It's a special thing.
But I also
not that we don't do it every week.
I also do want to be at the table, so that's that's an important place to be as well, because we're there.
That's right.
For all 3 days.
And
at
just
Artist Alley.
That's right.
Table I-12.
And just as a reminder, I am Joe Carbe. I'm a filmmaker, photographer, and writer. And Carolyn Bilewski is also a illustrator, designer, and we do Makeup Curls Studio, and we will be at Awesome Con rocking. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I do an extended part of the news?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to tell everyone, thank you very much for voting, because I found out the other day that I am runner-up for Best of DC Best Visual Artist.
Cool.
From Washington City Paper.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And this is the second year I've been runner-up, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's pretty awesome.
Maybe next year I'll actually win this award, but it is an honor just to be runner-up, because your votes counted, and I really thank you all for taking 15 seconds of your life to click a button and vote. I know it's not much for you guys, but it means a lot to me, so at least we had enough votes to be a runner-up.
So let's talk about this Awesome Con. Let's break it down, just like from, I guess, let's go panel for panel, what we're looking forward to and what we're trying to do. What's the first thing on our list?
It's the other side of the table.
Carolyn, have you this is what, like our...
This is the third one.
The third one. Lauren, have you seen any of the other side of the table panels?
I haven't seen these. No, I saw your pro wrestling one last year.
Nice. Well, this one's actually completely opposite.
Yeah, sure.
The opposite spectrum. I believe that the other side of the table is probably the most important panel to be at if you want to be a comic book creator, if you want to live the life of a comic book creator, writer, illustrator, or anything. Who do we have our guests on the panel, Carolyn?
The guests are Matt Dembicki, you, me, Arcia Rosegar, and Steve Conley.
I think this is such like a strong grouping of I know, because when we set out to sort of create this panel, the key was to have different people in different stages of the comic book creating like world. And what's cool is that this one is very DC-centric. This is absolutely DC-centric.
Like, yeah, because all the people that are on the panel live in the DC area and work in the DC area.
Yeah, and like just to have like RC, who's been on the show, like to be there talking about his life for like many years as like a colorist for both the Marvel and DC and independently. And then you have Steve Connelly. What's Steve Connelly mainly like his mainly big known for?
Bloop.
Bloop, and he's known. It's crucial because he's also known like outside of America, you know what I mean?
And he also did a really popular Adventure Time cover, and I think he worked on some Star Trek comic book stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you have Matt, which I'm probably going to hopefully murder or learn his last name, Dembitsky.
I've heard it's been pronounced several ways, and I've also asked him directly like 3 times how to pronounce his name. I think it's Dembitsky.
Does he do what I do and like change it up each time?
I don't know. He kind of like he acts like he doesn't care, but I mean, if it were anybody, I feel like people should care about how he pronounce his name. But then he's just like, oh, whatever. But then he's like, yeah, it's Dembitsky.
Yeah.
But I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And out of everyone, I should probably be the one to learn how to pronounce his name. Because we're both Polish, so.
Yeah. And then, of course, Carolyn, you're going to be there. Is this something that you always look forward to during these panels? Is this sort of like. You know, why do you think this panel is, like, important?
I feel this panel... Well, first of all, I got the idea for it. I pitched New York Comic Con, like, a handful of years ago. And I thought it was important to know because so many people do want to create comics. And that's, like, the number one question I get asked a lot. It was like, wow, how do you do what you do? You know? So then I was like, you know what? If there's any type of panel that I could submit, why not pitch this one? Because that's the number one question. So basically, it kind of flips the seating chart at conventions. That's why I call it the other side of the table, because people don't know what it's like to be on the other side. They just think, oh, I'm just going to create a comic book and put it out there. But there's like this whole other world once you actually exhibit at Comic Cons. Like, people don't realize, like, oh, I actually have to talk to people and I have to like pitch my book all the time to everybody that walks by the table and like, what? I have to print it? Like, you know, like I have to staple it or something. Like people don't realize that, especially when they're first starting
any art form. People just think like, oh, you know,
it just dropped from the sky.
Yeah, like people who perform that they didn't practice.
Yeah. So yeah.
And Lauren, you've been behind.
They just get on stage. They just rock the stage. Yeah. You know? There was no rehearsal.
And Lauren, you've been behind the table actually several times. You've been behind the table at New York Comic Con, the biggest convention there is.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The other side of the table.
How was your experiences doing that? Was that like?
Well, it's interesting. You know, it wasn't my comics.
But it's like the interacting part is always. I feel like.
Well, I'm a good interactor. Yeah. I can talk to people and you know answer questions if I have answers. I can answer questions if I know what I'm talking about. I can answer people's questions, but. It's interesting the people that come through just that. Want to look. I go more from like the, I like to analyze people, you know, I'm a people watcher definitely. Yeah. And you have the people who come out to the convention and they're like just coming to see what it's all about. Then you have the people who are way into it, dressed up, everything. And you have the people who are definitely just looking at it like it's art and checking out new things, you know, and people who, you know, just like everybody does their own thing. I don't know. It doesn't answer your question,
but I feel like in general, like comic conventions are blowing up across the country right
now.
Yeah,
I definitely feel that way too.
But it's also cool about this panel. It's not only just about like being like at the table, how to interact, but it's literally just like the lifestyle of, you know, that is the table is metaphorically like crossing the line of.
From fan to creator.
Yeah, and that's how I feel that now you're the other side of the table because now everyone who makes comics, like, that literally is the line that you are. When you're at a convention, it's like, you know, it's like, don't cross the table. This is where the creators are and this is where the fans are, so to speak. You know what I mean? So it's like, how's it being on that side of the world? How's it being on that side?
Yeah, I think there definitely is a division there. I understand that half of it. Like, just... people who are creators and people who are there to support, like, they don't even understand what goes into the creation process. They're just like, wow, you made stuff and I love it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I can definitely relate with that, you know?
That's how I always envisioned like the panel being about. It's just like, how is, you know, what is it like being in this life? What is it like, you know, being the few that can make something? Because not everyone thinks it's always like glamorous. You know, and there's parts of it that can be super glamorous, and there's millions of other parts that are not glamorous about it. And it's good, it's almost good that people know, because sometimes, you know, you go to school and you don't really, you ask a teacher, they're not going to tell you how it is to live that life. They'll just tell you, don't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, even like so many pros, I always hear like, run away. Don't even try it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I hear run away a lot.
I mean, because I think what that does is,
it keeps their competition down.
Well, no. The person who really doesn't have it in them to do it anyway, it'll keep them from wasting their time. And the people who really want it to happen and really have it in them, it will drive them forward, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. That is almost a good, you know, I would just tell people, like, you know, do what you feel you should be doing. But
what do you
kind of like that egging on, just run away.
Yeah.
Run away now.
What do you think, Carolyn? Do you think this will be interesting to see from like now, like a DC perspective? Because I felt that's what could be interesting too. It's like, it's not just like the, because last time we had like Jimmy Palmiotti, we had
Raina
Telgemeier twice, or Riley Brown, all these like these other guys. But it's also like now we have DC centric people, so in a way for us it's like, hey, we're also people in the Washington DC area, we're also doing this.
Yeah,
what do you
think
feel about
it's
that?
It's perfect for AwesomeCon, because like most of the people that probably are going to go to most AwesomeCon stuff is like local people, I'm assuming.
Yeah, mostly.
I mean, I know it has grown a lot, and I have heard like people from like Pennsylvania are coming down and stuff like that. Like, and people are going to come to the show from other states.
Yeah.
But it does seem like it is still a DC centric place to be right now. I'm mainly concerned right now about the audience participation, because I feel like,
well, if I'm moderating, this is not even a factor.
Okay, well, but you know what? It's for the audience. Like, this is a panel actually for the audience, so we need like their questions.
Yeah, I wish I was moderating this
and
one.
So this is like, you know, at 10:45 a.m. next Saturday.
Oh,
so
wow.
I just hope that a lot of people that are in it to win it for comics will be there at 10:45.
But see, this is the greatest. This
room 209B.
That's right.
Write it down.
Being in room 209B, and you know, being at AwesomeCon, there's a legitimate reason. There's a legitimate reason why it's a good idea to have Joe Carabeo as your host, as your moderator.
And so you're moderating this one?
This is the selling point of having me to be host and moderate for anything, is that when there's dead time, Joe will pick it up.
Walking dead time.
Yes.
Walking
that's right.
Dead
if there's time. Is there ever a time, I feel like Carolyn, we've done enough of these podcasts. That's like, I feel very confident in just taking the show, any show, and just by the horns and grabbing it and making it awesome. Who knows? I might just totally fumble the ball because that's four times I have to do that in
fine.
A row. But who knows? I'm hopefully make it entertaining. You mentioned Walking Dead.
Especially this panel of, I mean, what's the spread on here? We have you do the illustrations, and then Arisa is a colorist, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then who are the other
Arcia.
People?
Arcia.
Yeah, I don't know
it's
why.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. And, like, everybody is, everyone else, I think, is, like, self-publishing or, like, Matt put together District Comics, that anthology.
Mm.
I believe you put together the Magic Bullet, though, right?
I put together
that's
Magic
just as
Bullet.
Much, that's just as much importance as well.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean,
which is fantastic.
Thank you.
Number 8 is good.
Thank you so much. I've heard like from so many people, they say it's the best one. So, but then I'm like, I honestly don't know how to gauge it. You know what I mean? Like, what makes it better than the other ones?
Well, for starters, I don't normally judge things by the cover, but
the cover's pretty damn good.
I mean, what's this dude's name? Was
Steve Loya.
Good job, buddy. That is a fantastic cover. And your comic on the inside, pretty dope too. They also gave a shout to who did the underground, the thing with like Cool Disco Dan in there.
Oh, that's
and,
JTW.
Petey Green and JTW. That was a cool little blurb in there too, just like a little.
Yeah, like, you know, a DC.
Yeah, like, yeah, 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 it was good.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I guess that's a good thing to think about. So, Magic Bullet number 9 will be coming out soon, and we are accepting submissions. The theme for the next issue will be Western.
That's right. And you mentioned Walking Dead.
And
that's
due July 1st.
You mentioned Walking Dead. That's our next panel, right?
Yeah, that's so gonna like going right to be the Carolyn and Joe Show live podcast with three people from The Walking Dead.
And then that's another thing. Of course, you know, we're always worried about attendance or any one of those things.
See,
but
well,
who cares?
That one's at 2:45 p.m. at room 207B. So
yeah.
I'm sure
207B.
I'm sure a lot of people will be there because like it's right after lunch. Then they're just going to be like, "Hey, let's go to the Carolyn and Joe Show panel."
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, we have three Walking Dead guests. You know what I mean? Three Walking Dead. And Lauren, you mentioned Travis Love. Did you already know Travis Love?
Yeah. No, I read it on the list.
Oh, okay. I was
she,
like,
she read it from Magic Bullet.
I was like, what is that?
I have looked into a little bit of all the guests coming. I've read little bios on them. I know
just
some
like
stuff.
Travis Love.
I don't really watch TV, so I don't know all about this Walking Dead stuff, but I would like to meet these people who have created such a wave in, you know, in our culture. You know, I hear about it everywhere. Like, I don't watch TV, but I hear people talk about The Walking Dead all the time.
And this is an interesting thing, because it's literally just like how last year's was. I'm not caught up on The Walking Dead, so I'm going into this pretty blind about these three characters. I know these three characters, but I don't know how they died. And like, I'm going into this actually making that's the angle I'm going to take this this interview, this podcast, this possible Q&A too. You know what I mean? I want to make like their death, if they did die, I want to make that the starting point of that. What do you think, Carolyn?
Go for it. Because they're coming back from the dead.
They're back from the dead.
So they can explain like why they died and
yeah,
like, how
but,
they came back.
But do you think that would be insulting to them if I'm just like, okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. How did you die? I just want you to describe one by one how each one of you died. Do you think that would be insulting?
Do you think it's like too early for spoilers, or do people that are big fans of the show, they already like would know this?
I think they would already know that they're not alive.
Are only the... Because
I wouldn't want a spoiler. Because like it's a spoiler for me.
It's a spoiler if it... I feel like
I
it's...
I don't know.
I feel like it's a spoiler if it's like... If it's because if it's been a while, Walking Dead is like almost over right
I
now.
I think any of it is spoiled. Like any tidbits of anything spoils it.
Well, if
but
back
I'm like
from the
that.
Dead
I like
them,
to have a like complete surprise.
But would you be offended? Well, do you think they would be offended, Carolyn, if I start with that? Or do you think they would be like, you don't even watch the show?
I feel
does
like
anyone
some of them might be able if they're if they get personal with it. They might be like, why is this guy interviewing me and he doesn't even know the show?
Oh.
That probably would run through their head at least 1 second.
Yeah, but at the same point, it's like, well, come on, dude, we're live.
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess it depends what your focus is. I think if you're looking at the human being behind
I'm looking
stuff,
at the human being. I'm yeah, not looking at yeah, them yeah. as...
The, well, the, are the people who wrote the script going to be there?
Yeah.
Here,
I think that would be those... That's who I would want to talk to, like...
Well, let's not discredit
what was going through your head to like they created these people and then someone had to direct these people into that
yeah.
and like that's
well, you know,
where I
well, Robert Kirkman
would interview
will be,
them
Robert
from
Kirkman will be a little bit difficult
standpoint.
To get, but I'm not discrediting the awesome guests that we are having, but I mean that's the one thing. It's like I personally feel like that would be it's a make or break question because it's they can totally try to big shot me or big shot us. And be like, oh, he doesn't know the show. Why the hell am I here? And then, or I can, or they just roll with it, man. If I am looking at it from like a, you know, as a
well, when
character
we did,
standpoint.
Last year, we interviewed Theo Crane from Walking Dead.
I didn't know shit.
And but like we didn't. Really,
I didn't see him die.
We didn't even talk about Walking Dead. We talked about like all of his previous jobs and like
so
him.
Cool.
He worked at like a strip club as a bouncer and stuff, and like he had all these crazy like stories from back in the day, and like. I think he even said at one point he worked as a graphic designer briefly, and like he had like seriously he had like 10 jobs.
But see,
and
this then, the challenge is that we have three people now.
Yeah, that's gonna be hard with 5 mics.
Like that's like
well,
not
all,
even 5 mics.
No, there's I gonna think be, it'll be easier.
There's gonna be 2
think.
Mics
because all three of these people interact on set regularly.
No, they don't.
They don't. Do they all film on different days? Like, what are their... See, no, that's where I don't know.
Done.
I don't know what
they're
all
doing.
They're
done.
They're all dead.
On they're on show. Different sides. I don't even know. I think this might be the first time they're meeting each other.
You think so? I think they know each other. They have to know each other from a... You can't just work on a production for that long. Yeah, I guess
you
can.
Yes, you can.
But I don't know. I would think maybe the film crew, after a season, they have a set break party or something, and like
possibly
had a couple beers together. Like
maybe if you're a major player.
But what I'm getting at is with Theo Crane, we didn't really ask him much about Walking Dead at all, from what I remember. And then didn't we ask him? But he had like an upcoming thing where he, I guess, filmed a scene with like
Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I guess I got to do some of that research then.
Yeah.
But I really want it to be
just
like...
Just read up on their IMDb's.
I really want to... But the key of this, the podcast, is always to make it buddy-buddy, like how we're doing it now. So it's like, you know, the challenge for any one of our podcasts has always been a maximum of three people.
That's
all
true.
Talking at the same time. So try
to
delegate.
Really, truthfully, I feel like I'm not going to be talking a lot. I'm just going to probably like lead questions or have follow-up questions.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to give them their opportunity to tell their stories. But,
and then I'll play like color commentator on this, and you're the play-by-play.
We'll see. But basically, like, I don't know. I just don't really see like the conversation actually talking about Walking Dead.
But also, there's always the option of Q&A. So that might be something that we play around with, which would be the first time we ever do.
There's going to be audience Q&A?
Sure. There should be something in there.
It's funny, like, I've talked to a couple people in my work that are really excited about AwesomeCon, and I'm like, hey, we're doing these, like, Kevin Sorbo and Walking Dead panels, so let me know if you have any questions. Like, I'll think about asking them from, you know, a direct source of a fan that's, like, really excited.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all of the questions that I've got so far, like, have to do with, like, plot lines and stuff. They're like, I'm making this up because I don't even remember the questions, but like they're just like, why did in season 3, why did James tell John to be quiet? I'm not gonna, like, in my head, I don't want to like insult my coworkers or something, but I'm just like, I'm gonna be like, I'm not really gonna, like, if you know what I mean, if you're an actor, you're probably not gonna know.
No, but
like,
see, that's the great part.
Costume and makeup would be my question.
If someone asks a question of like that, I would revel in the fact of just not knowing, but pretending to, but just acting like, you know what? Oh, I thought about that same question myself. Why did John, chop his head off? You know, Travis, what do you think? He's like, I don't know, bro.
I think the most interesting stuff would be the costume and makeup, and as an actor taking on these like more or less like unhuman qualities. You know, like kind of they have to develop their own character. Like you can be directed into that a little bit, but you have to kind of delve into your own imagination as to like what this character is going to be and become, and have it be versatile enough that, you know, over a series of shows, you can like continue to have, you know, you have to like build a new bank of mannerisms and stuff like that. And I think that's the kind of interesting, you know, how do you develop that? I mean, you can't really, you know, that'd be like someone being like, how do you develop a comic? And you're like, well, I just get this idea in my head, you know, but...
Yeah,
that's always one of those great questions.
Part of the creation process.
That's always one of the fun questions that when everyone asks that. Where do you get your ideas? How do you do this?
Divine inspiration.
And I can always divide that into two spots. Am I going to take this question serious, or am I going to just absolutely just give a whole bunch of fluff?
Be like, a little gnome comes to me and he knocks on my ear at night and then he whispers in it.
But I think the key...
I sleep in the garden next to the gnomes.
But I actually think the key to having our podcast not be... Having the Carol and Joe Show presents, you know, Back from the Dead, is that it doesn't have to be like totally, I'm serious. You know what I mean? It's more like shooting from the hip. It's like doing what comes naturally. So it's like, off the cuff.
But also what I think is more interesting for the actors is like, they probably get asked a zillion questions.
The same bullshit questions
about Walking Dead.
How did you die?
Exactly. They probably get asked that, Joe.
Yeah.
And so
I'd be like, yo, what's Crafty like on set?
Yeah, like seriously, like I want to know
that's not
about
the question.
Like their actual lives.
My question was to ask, to tell them to recite how
did they
die? You know, but we'll find out. Who knows what's going to be said?
How do you eat with all that makeup on?
But or like, you know, just about like,
do dead people eat?
Their day-to-day lives, you know, is interesting to me.
But see, that's also the challenge. The challenge is with three people, the three people feeling equally billed. You know, that's usually the the tough part, and I think that's really comes down to
and
moderating
also,
us.
I don't know their personalities, but sometimes in those situations, there's like one person that's like wants or either they want to be more upfront or standout-ish, and then like it seems like their personality takes over, and the other two just kind of like okay.
But then
just
that comes
sit back.
Then here. That comes back to us, you know, swinging the ball back in their court of like who hasn't spoken yet.
I remember seeing one of the what's that place in New York, the.
There's a lot of places. Well,
in New York. I know one place in New York, Picante Sauce.
That place in New York.
But yeah, like my brain's going dead.
Was it
but
a comic they, place?
No,
Midtown
they
Comics?
Had like a Buffy reunion there or something. Like
the Paley Fest.
Yes, the Paley Fest.
That's in Los Angeles.
There was some. Oh, really? I thought it was in New York. They did like no, they did something in New York. I thought anyway. But I watched one of them. It wasn't Buffy. It was something else. But it was like a basically. 10 people that worked on a TV show, and like it might have actually been the maybe it was the Boy Meets World reunion in Austin, Texas. I'm not sure what it was, but basically they just like didn't ask one person anything, and then like they asked everyone else something, but I think it was actually the black girl from Boy Meets World. They like talked to her for 1 second and then just like completely forgot about her for like
forever.
A whole hour.
The one that Ryder Strong fell in love with for like a minute because he got her like CD player or something.
Yeah,
or like her
like basically like
I almost said iPod and then I'm like not an iPod.
Actually, you know, I could be like I really just think that they introduced her and she was just like hi and then they just like completely ignored her for like an hour.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Like whoever that moderator was, I'm not saying that the moderator did a bad job or anything. It's just that like that girl didn't talk.
But also that's what happens when you have like a Q&A, it's sort of tough
with 10 people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's always like that.
And you have
a bitchy position to be in.
An hour is not
an hour is like not enough. You know what I mean?
Not for 10 people. Yeah.
You need like at least 6 hours on
who
that.
Who was there from that? So like,
it was like, I think it was pretty much almost everybody.
Was Corey and Topanga there?
I don't think
there?
Topanga was there. I think everyone but Topanga, I think, was there. But I think Topanga was there for a video in the beginning. I can't really remember. It's a really fuzzy memory now. But yeah, she had like, I think she was just like, hi guys, sorry I can't be there, but I'm like, I'm a big face on the screen.
Oh, okay.
But yeah.
She's too busy working.
It happens.
So after that, then we got the wrestling panel.
The wrestling panel.
Yeah, I got the pro wrestling panel.
A pro wrestler just died, didn't he?
Yeah, Ultimate Warrior.
Ultimate Warrior just died.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, Joe?
I don't like it when anyone dies, so.
Yeah, I don't either, but.
But that's.
Maybe
that's
who's
a buzzkill, isn't
that's
it?
That's who's making all the buzzing in the back here.
I know, exactly.
Ultimate Warrior has come to the studio and he's making buzzing noises.
No, but definitely I'll do a little, hopefully a tribute to the Ultimate Warrior in there too. But it's always fun. Even, I was just talking with Ben from AwesomeCon today. There's a potential rumor, if he has time, there might be a secret guest. A surprise guest to there.
Ooh.
So we'll see what happens there. But I'm trying to make that
is it, ooh,
I don't know. But I'm trying to make the
Ric Flair.
I'm always trying to make I'm always trying to make the wrestling panel something to remember. I always think that's like I always think that's what's crucial about like
Ric
any
Flair's
any
in the house.
Yeah. I always think that's what's crucial about having any panel is like, you know what, just to have like almost like have something that people are talking about. You know what I mean? Like with any panel, you need to have sort of like a happening happen. And that's always my goal with any one of these panels.
Yes, and we should tell people what room number that
yes.
is. Because I like to tell people the wrestling panel is in room 201. So just
room
so you all
201.
Know, next Saturday at 4:30 to 5:30.
That's right.
At room 201
room
in the
201.
Washington Convention Center.
Pro Wrestling Today, the new movement. I'm really excited about that. Mike Jones from DC 101 will actually show up.
Is that confirmed?
It's never confirmed, but he is booked.
Because last year he was supposed to be there, and like I didn't see him.
I know, right?
So I'm like, where are you, dude?
So we'll see how that is.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool if he does show up.
Yeah, I mean, is he a big deal? I don't really know who he is.
He's a late night DC 101 talk show radio.
He is a wrestling fan. He talked to Batista. He's talked to the wrestlers before.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah, definitely. Are you excited about the wrestling panel? I heard you got some, like...
I'm not excited about any panels. I'm actually more worried than anything. I feel like I'm trying to make them all crazy and big. So I'm looking at it more or less as a challenge as opposed to be like, here we go, because it's easier just to show up, but I feel like I have to put on a performance, so...
But you have a lot going on the whole weekend, because not only are you in, like, four or so panels, you are also... Basically,
and I have a booth there too. Curl Studio.
We have a Curl Studio table. What's
the table? Do you know what the table was for Curl Studio?
It's in Artist Alley.
I-12. Artist Alley I-12, right?
Yeah, Artist Alley I-12.
Cool.
Lauren's got it.
I got it, man. I've been listening.
It's cool, man. I mean, it's not like I got other stuff to listen to.
You're producing the Awesome Con documentary at the same time. Yeah. Like, seriously, let's hope I don't mess that up. You're doing so much.
Oh, you won't.
Let's hope that I don't mess up. My goal is I'm going to hopefully mess up every one of those
things. We'll have Joey Tran there. Yeah.
On Sunday, Women in Comics.
Four people are going to be there?
It's me, Mike Kavanaugh, Teresa Roberts Logan, and Juana Medina. Four people.
And that's Mike Kavanaugh from the Washington Post?
Yes.
So that's awesome. It's a pretty well-rounded deal.
Yeah.
He's the man with the hat.
Yes, he has an awesome hat.
He's the Guy Fawkes of D.C.
Three ladies from D.C. and Michael from Washington Post.
What room number is it?
The room number, room 209A.
209A, wait a minute. Isn't that going to be one of our rooms too?
I'm checking.
Isn't that room 209, isn't that the wrestling panel or one of those?
No.
Is that the Carolyn Joe Show panel?
No. They're all different.
Okay, just checking.
Carolyn and Joe Show is 207B.
Okay.
I think we might be confusing people now. Do you want me to give a rundown of all the rooms?
Give the rundown.
Oh my god, I'm so excited. Okay,
Saturday at AwesomeCon. These are the only panels you really need to go to.
Yes.
maybe the Jewel State panel.
The Other Side of the Table, Saturday from 10:45 to 11:45 at room 209B. Write it down. Sexy times in room 209B. The Carolyn and Joe Show podcast, April 9th, Saturday, from 2:45 to 3:45 in room 207B.
The Walking Dead.
Pro Wrestling Today, Saturday, April 19th, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. in room 201. Women in Comics, Sunday, April 20th, from 12:45 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. room 209A.
So are you excited? Are you excited about that one?
Yeah, cause like I know
is
all
this
those
the
people.
First is this the first Women in Comics panel that you've been on, or is this like another?
It's the first Women in Comics panel I've been on.
Cool.
I know a lot of people have like been like, oh, Women in Comics.
We need to make Women in Comics.
We need to make Women in Comics.
It's always like grouping of women. You never see guys go together and be like,
we need to make men of comics.
Men of Comics.
I know this is like a Teresa's.
Boys of Comics.
I don't really know what to expect, but I know it's like Teresa's panel that she organized. And nice. She asked me to be part of it, so I'm like, hell yeah.
And people can listen to Teresa on our podcast, too. She was on the New York Comic Con before the New York Comic Con, so
yeah,
check that out.
Yeah, she was. Laughing Redhead. So that should be exciting. And like I like Juana Medina's work a lot. She we always try to get her to come out, but she has a hard time coming out to things, so that's pretty cool that she's coming out to AwesomeCon.
This is a happening, man. This is a historical moment.
It's a place that she wants to be. Last time I saw her was at the Herblock Awards, like a year ago, so I might have seen her one other time. Oh, I saw her at SPX. She did come out for SPX, because she got sick, so then it was hard for her to get out, so it's good to see her.
Cool. Do you think you can see a lot of girls in the audience or a lot of guys in the audience?
I don't know, because actually that I think it's promising, because like a lot of guys can be like, oh, I want to check out the Women in Comics.
They're like, I want to check out the Women in Comics.
Yeah, and that's supportive. But then there's also, you know, then there might be a lot of women there that are like, I want to see what women are making.
I hope it's a lot of aspiring female artists.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
You know,
I think it's good. Sunday. That's Sunday at 12:45 to 1:45 in room 209A. And then Joe, Kevin Sorbo, you get to talk to him on Sunday, April 20th from 2:15 to 3:15 in room 207B.
Wait a minute, 207, that sounds familiar too.
No, they're all different. I just told you. They're all different. 207B, oh, you're right. 207B, the same room as our podcast.
Nice. that's going to be the room to be in, man. That means it's probably that podcast is a pretty nice size room, dude.
Dude, what if our... that's like the frightening times, though. It's like you have this giant room. They're like, oh, man, you must produce to be a... and have your podcast there, and then like there's gonna be like 10 people like scattered out. They're not even gonna sit together.
A lot of people will be interested in the Walking Dead.
It's gonna be I feel like it's gonna be so weird. It's good, like every other show, it's gonna possibly start out with like less amount of people, then as the show goes on,
to earn it.
You have more people start packing it in.
You know, it'd be awesome.
Not get scared.
I wish they were doing like a 2-hour like special. I wish.
2-hour special for what?
For the Carolyn and Joe show. Like, I wish for The Walking Dead.
There's
I think that would be cool. And then you can get some audience questions in there.
Yeah.
Because the hour is going to fly by.
No, I know. Just like as fast as this podcast, it's just going to fly by. It's not a lot of time, but if you feel like the hour is going by slowly, then that means you're not doing a good job. That's really what it comes down to. If you look at it, you're like, crap.
So many panels, like, I felt like I just sat down and then, like, talked a little bit, and then they're like, oh, well, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
I'm just like, oh.
Got some bad news.
I just, like, sat here, man. Like, I just, like, sat down.
Yeah.
I got some bad news.
I feel like,
the panel is over with.
I'm excited about this Kevin Sorbo panel because it's no secret at all that I'm actually a massive fan of Xena and Hercules. That's back in my high school. I watched that a whole lot. And, you know, to be chosen for this is actually pretty amazing for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm probably going to fall flat on my face and do mispronounce and do what... any type of, you know, stuttering or calling weird things or making it just weird. That's usually what I do, is just make it weird. Just like Austin.
Weird is
keep
good.
It weird.
Keep
is that
Austin
what it is?
Weird.
Keep
Austin
Richmond weird. Keep Richmond weird. Keep everywhere weird.
Fuck Richmond.
There's like... oh, you can't say that.
Bam!
Hey, I only say it because they said it to me first.
Oh, no. You can't say fuck Richmond.
No, man, you're like the king of Richmond. How can you say that?
But I am looking forward to it because like I'm a legitimate fan. I'm not like a guy that's like, you know, let's see I've seen everything of Kevin Sorbo, but it's not a nobody to me. You know what I mean?
Of course not. He's like one of the headlining guests.
Yeah.
But another thing is like I didn't even tell anybody at my work about AwesomeCon, but like people found out about the commercial from watching The Walking Dead, and the next day they were talking about it. Like, I didn't instigate any of it, and they were just like, oh my god. This one chick was like, oh my god, Kevin Sorbo is gonna be there. She's like, I love Kevin Sorbo, I love him, you guys, I love him. And she's like exclaiming her love for Kevin Sorbo probably like 10 times.
How can you not? That's Hercules, Legendary Journeys.
And then when
he was
like,
on Andromeda,
I asked her if she had any questions, and she was like, half of her questions, she sent me like probably 8 questions, and like half of them were like about his hair. Like, she was like, oh my god, his hair.
So
like, ask him
enamored
about his
by
hair.
His, like,
he has a good appearance. He has a good voice too. I'm not gonna lie, that fucking show was good, and he held that show up for like over 6 years, 6 or 5 years, man. It's a good deal. It's a good
Kevin
deal.
Kevin Sorbo, I'm gonna have to Google this guy.
Yeah, Kevin Sorbo.
He sounds beautiful.
Well, it brings it back to like this, the days of like hour long TV shows, like in syndication. He had a record breaking show. His show, Kevin, the Hercules beat out Babe Watch. So,
Baywatch.
Sorry. Babe Watch. Sorry. Babe Watch. That's the porn. Babe Watch is the porn.
Really? They have porn?
Of course they do.
I'm
but
sure.
Baywatch.
But Good Will Hunting has
they beat
a
out
porn.
Baywatch, like. You know? So he was on E! True Hollywood Story.
Batman. There's Batman porn, isn't there?
The Swamp People have a porn?
Swamp.
Everything probably has a porn.
Because I really want to watch the Swamp People porn. Like I'm not a big porn person, but
Swamp
like
Swamp Thing, you looking sexy today.
I'm not a big porn person, but like if there's a Swamp People porn, I want to watch it.
But all that seaweed hanging over you.
I have a feeling there's gonna be a good amount of Q&A during this panel too, you know. It seems like there's gonna be a lot of people that are going to see him since he is a highly billed highly billed celebrity for that.
Yeah.
So you know what? Should I be nervous about this?
No, I think you just gotta roll with it.
I just do what I do.
But also, you know how we're doing the Walking Dead Carolyn and Joe show?
Yeah.
I just thought of this because the next day is Easter, and it's all about like rising from the dead.
Yeah.
And it's like back from the dead.
Back from the dead.
I don't know if anyone else will make that connection.
We'll make that connection out there. I just hope just one of them is not like a dick. I hope they're just not all a bunch of dicks.
But I don't see why they would be. You know what I mean?
I do.
It's like,
anyone has an opportunity to be a dick, they'll be a dick. Why not?
No, because like, why do you want to present yourself like that?
Well, they're actors, right? Are actors dicks? I just hope they're not. I bet they're going to be great guests.
Theo Crane was great last year. So
yeah.
We can only judge it by that.
But I'm always just like, wow, it was great last year. It's all, we can all go downhill from there.
That's true. Like, I have noticed all these scenarios now of like, this tactic that certain people have when things go good the first time, and then they just don't want to ever try it again because they don't want to ruin it that first time.
Yeah. Mm,
like Anchorman should have been that way, right?
I don't know. I never watched any of it.
You never watched Anchorman the first thing?
No. I'm not a Will Ferrell fan, so.
He's a Chad Smith fan.
Yeah, I'm more of a Chad Smith fan.
I love Chad Smith. I like Anchorman. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Sweet. I gotta check it out one day.
I haven't seen Anchorman 2, though, because everyone's like, oh, it sucked.
Speaking of sequels, I did see Kick-Ass 2, and I have to say,
I never saw Kick-Ass 1.
Not a fan.
Well, there we go. Yeah. We all have that in common.
What?
Everyone hasn't seen the movies that we all seen.
Well, like, I mean, I liked the first Kick-Ass. It had a good rawness to it and stuff, but the second one, I don't know, man. It's like a C. Which, like, for... I don't really give movies like C. Even.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Usually I just don't. I don't know, man.
You just never. Well, yeah.
It's just like movies that get a C, I just never watch.
Yeah. I think that's one of those movies that probably unanimously not a lot of people liked, I heard, or no. I read. So it's one of those things where you know someone dropped the ball. You know? They just didn't have the. They didn't have the fire. And the grittiness and the, I guess, the soul that they had in the first piece.
But then the ending...
It felt
like,
very produced to me.
The ending, like, made it seem like they're doing a third one. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to check out the third one.
I mean, there's definitely a third book of Kick-Ass. So real quick, let's just do the rundown of...
They should make a Hellboy 3.
They should, but Del Toro doesn't want to do it yet.
I saw the passion in your eyes.
Del Toro. So real quick, let's do the rundown. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Screw it. The people need to know. People who made it to the end of the show need to know.
You all
need to know. Those room numbers.
Yeah.
He's got to go. All right. You got to go to Awesome Con. Curl Studio will be at Table I-12 on April 18th to 20th. That is this coming weekend at DC Convention Center. Also, Joe and I will be on the other side of the table, Lessons from Creators, on Saturday, April 19th, from 10:45 to 11:45 a.m., room 209B. We will also be doing a live rendition of the Carolyn and Joe Show podcast this coming Saturday, April 19th, from 2:45 to 3:45 p.m. at room 207B. Joe will be hosting Pro Wrestling Today, the new movement, Saturday, April 19th. 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. in room 201. And I will be on the Women in Comics panel Sunday, April 20th, from 12:45 p.m. to 1:45 p.m. in room 209A. And Joe will be moderating the Kevin Sorbo Q&A this Sunday from 12:15 to 3:15 p.m. in room 207B. It's pretty amazing. I mean,
five time.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, we have a lot of good opportunities at AwesomeCon, and Lauren's going to be there.
I'll be there. I'm going to be popping up and surprising people in all different rooms.
So
I can't give you my room list.
Do you know what you're going to be moderating, or if you
it's
will
all
be?
Surprises.
Oh, surprises. Lauren Jaslow popping up in AwesomeCon.
Popping up. The only guaranteed place I'll be from time to time is at the Curls table, for sure.
That's awesome. Right. That's right.
Good stuff.
Otherwise, it will be like I'll be all over the place. But I will be there each day, all day.
Great.
So come and find me.
It's going to be awesome.
It will be
you
awesome.
You can be our
awesome.
Special guest at the Carolyn
and Joe. Or,
well, we already have the podcast, but you'll be at the Curl Studio special guest table.
Curl Studio special guest table.
You can Instagram you being there at the Carolyn the Curl Studio panel or show.
We should do like an Instagram scavenger hunt.
You should. That'd be great. Well, thanks for being on the show, Lauren. I hope you have a great time.
Yeah, of course. Anytime. I love coming to this show.
It's always
guys.
Awesome hearing you laugh and have a good time. We'll be here. It's always the best time. So this show is brought to you by Astray Productions. Check out astrayproductions.com. My name is Joe, and my last name is Carabeo. Go to joecarabeo.com. Check out my work there. Also at goastray.tumblr, you can check out my more up-to-date work. Also, that's my feed for everything that I do. And don't forget to check out the new films at one-shots.com. And did you know that Carolyn has a comic strip that comes out every Monday called Curls? Check it out at curls-studio.com/curls. And also Sketch Before Sleep, curls-studio.com/
yeah, Sketch Before Sleep.
Before Sleep. What else? What are we missing, Carolyn?
We have Awesome Con coming next weekend.
Awesome Con.
You guys need to know the room numbers.
That's right.
Because I got them ready.
If you guys need any of the Awesome Con news, go check out awesomecondc.com. What about you, Lauren? What else? You have any websites people need to know about?
Oh, just follow me on Twitter. My Lauren Jaslow. I've been trying to get that Twitter up, I guess, but I just tweet random things.
And that's great.
Just find me on there.
That's what the world needs.
I've got
needs.
All sorts of crazy things coming over the next 6 months, so if you follow me there, you'll probably get to see it or, you know.
There you go.
Find
Surprise.
Me on the internets.
More surprises.
But I'm at Lauren Jaslow, Jaslow.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I'm falling.
Otherwise, I'll see you at AwesomeCon and just come over and talk to me. Don't be shy.
That's right.
I'll tell you. I'll answer any questions you have.
We'll
I'm
call you
very
Miss,
open.
We'll call you Miss Redhead DC. That's what it's going to be. Check out Miss Redhead DC.
We should
Lauren
make like
Jaslow.
A sash. That
yeah.
A sash.
You should cosplay as Miss Redhead DC.
Yeah. That'll
it'll
be
awesome.
The new character. No, I would cosplay as Amy Racecar.
There you go.
Ooh, are you going to do that?
Well, thanks for.
I won't do that, but I do love Amy Racecar. Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us, Lauren. Fabulous time having you as always.
Yeah, I'll see you guys at AwesomeCon. We'll come say hi.
That's
please.
Right. We'll see everyone at AwesomeCon. Catch you later, Carolyn.
See you this weekend.
See you later, Lauren.
Love you guys.